Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contaminated.
Well, we got some noise in the background. We're live. Good evening. Thank you for joining us. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. We've got a great show planned for you tonight. I want to go ahead and get started. And let me go ahead and bring in the world-famous Pastor Roll. Pastor Roll, thank you for joining us. It's good to have you with us.
It's great to be on the show, Dr. Walker. Looking forward to a great show.
Excellent, excellent. Let me go ahead and bring in Ricky to the rescue. Ricky to the rescue, it's always a pleasure, sir, to have you on board with us. All right. I thought we had Ricky to the rescue. Let's call the first six numbers here. The name didn't come up into the queue. 678-469. All right, perhaps we're having some difficulty on that end. 678-469. All right, let's go to Fashion for Greatness. Fashion for Greatness, welcome to tonight's broadcast. Fashion for Greatness, are you there?
Good evening. I am here. I'm excited to be here on the show today, and I'm excited about what the talk is going to be and looking forward to it.
All right, certainly. Before we go to some of our other co-hosts, tonight's topic is are other people personal business? Are other people personal business really your business? Fashion for Greatness, let me start with you. Is somebody else's personal business really your business?
If he or she chooses to share it.
Okay. All right. Very good point. Pastor Rowe, what are your thoughts on that? Is somebody else's business really your business?
Well, we have to be concerned for the affairs of others. Whether it's personal, whether it's business-wise or whatever, you know, we can't discriminate, but we got to do it in a loving and caring manner.
Okay, so Pastor Rowe, the answer to that question, how would you answer that? Is other people personal business? Yeah, to be caring about people, but is it really their personal business? Is it your business? Or should you be minding your own business?
I think you should mind your own business and not get involved in people's personal business.
All right. Thank you. That's what we're trying to get that.
Unless they share it with you.
Okay. Very good point. We're going to ask you to stand by. It's not coming up in the queue. Ricky to rescue. Are you there? All right. Let's go. We got some numbers that are not coming up into the queue. I don't know why. 770-866. Who do we have with us?
This is Coach Audrey B. Dr. Walker, how are you today?
Hey, Coach Audrey B., thank you so very much. Thank you for joining us tonight. Coach Audrey B., let me ask you the question. Should other people's business be should their personal business be any of your business?
Absolutely not.
Okay, so then why is it that people just don't mind their business? They all up in somebody else's business all the time. Why is that?
I think human nature is a little bit of nosiness. It's a little bit of feeling like they're better than others, that they're in a position to judge others. If they look in the mirror, they would really be too busy trying to get their own lives straight.
All right. We're going to certainly ask you to stand by. I want to go. We thought we had Port Rosette on. I thought we did have. Let's go to Ms. Joyce, thank you for joining us.
Good evening, Dr. Walker. Good evening, participants and co-hosts. Thanks for having me on the show, and I'm glad to be here.
Okay, all right. We're going to certainly ask you to stand by. Tonight we're talking about, are other people's personal business really your business? I want to get to tonight's story, you all. I'm itching to get to the story. They tell me I got to wait 2 more minutes. So as we're carrying this and we're waiting for 2 more minutes, I mean, this is a hot topic tonight, and it's only really part one. It's part one, Fashion for Greatness. Would you want somebody in your personal business if you're not sharing stuff with them, even if they overheard something?
Absolutely not. But if the person has a caring heart and a positive attitude, I would not mind.
You would not mind. Okay. All right. How about you, Coach Audrey B?
No.
You just don't want them in your business.
Over the years, I've learned that if they're like my best friend, no, I would say if I don't put you in my business, then kind of have 2 seats because God will show me what I need to show. He never fails to, you know, he'll put a big stop sign in front of me if there's something needed. He typically just doesn't speak to me through others without giving me some clue.
Oh, okay, Coach Audrey V, you've been on my show in the past. You've even been a co-host, and we certainly appreciate your time spent on the air. I know that you're extremely busy now. You've even had your own show. You've often said that a person, I don't know if you recall this here, if a person does not bring value to your life, then their absence will not make a difference. You recall that?
If their presence doesn't add value to your life, then their absence will make no difference. And
all right. I mean, that's absolutely beautiful. Say that one more time slowly so my audience can digest that. And give us an example of that, if you don't mind.
If their presence does not add value to your life, then their absence will make no difference. And, you know, I think I get that just to give a quick shout out from my book, Falling in Love with Me, that sometimes we have to clean out our closet, that we have people in our lives that really aren't helping us. And when they, you know, leave us, it's not a loss. It's actually a gift because they weren't adding any value to our life anyway. I want to say this really quickly.
Okay, and then tell people how they can get in touch with you to get a copy of your book. Go ahead.
You can just, well, my website is down now, but you can just, you can follow me on Instagram. I'm The Real Audrey M. Blake on Instagram, or you can follow me on Facebook, Audrey B., Your Pro Life Coach. So I'm in Atlanta, Georgia.
All right. Excellent. Excellent. You said you wanted to say something real quickly. Go ahead.
Answering your question, I'm not saying that no one can come and give me advice that works for good. But I had a good friend that told me one time, he said, don't give a lot of worth to people who don't have your best interest at heart. So sometimes people will come and tell you something based on limited information, and they don't have the whole story and can give you bad advice. So pray, ask God for advice. Let him lead you.
Okay, that's a good model to live by, and that's Coach Audrey B., that's exactly how I do it. That's exactly how I do it. If I, you know, other than that, I'm paying for professional information. Other than that, I'm very selective in who I talk to about my own personal business. We're going to ask all of you all to stand by. We're going to go to the story tonight now. This is a very deep one, you all, and this, like I said, tonight's show is only part one. You don't want to miss this one here. This is a heavy one. Tonight's characters are Jackie, Karen, India, and then there are several female coworkers. This is female coworkers tonight, you all. So we've got India. India is the one who's, you know, this is really about. India has been working as a manager at a department store for the past 8 years. She really loves her job and tries her best to get along with her staff. India is in her late 40s and a very attractive woman. Unfortunately, there's not always, you know, that's not always possible, as some of her staff seem to have issues with her because she's highly intelligent and simple. Simply, she's the boss. Now, on the other hand, there are those who really appreciate her as not only a boss but a close friend. Jackie happens to be such a person who really loves having India as a friend, even though she's the boss. All right. Now, one day while Jackie was in the restroom near the employee lounge, she overheard Karen and other coworkers talking very negatively about India. They did not know that Jackie was in the restroom. They were talking and laughing about India's business of having been married 3 times and on the verge of now getting a divorce. They were also talking about India's 3 daughters and speculating that they are probably from 3 different men. As Jackie overheard this, it really troubled her to the point that she waited patiently until the coworkers left the employee lounge, and then she came out. She shed a few tears as she approached India and told her that she needed to talk with her after work and the matter was extremely serious. So, after work, India and Jackie met up at a local place for happy hour. As Jackie shared the negative gossip, India broke down in tears because she felt that her staff at least had the decency to respect her on the job, if nowhere else. The pain was so great until India could not promise Jackie that she would not keep silent about this matter, about Karen and the others being all in her personal business. India lost sleep over this situation. The very next morning, she called Karen into the office and confronted her about the issue, and of course, Karen was in denial. The matter got to the point that Karen stormed out of India's office, calling her all kinds of derogatory names, which caused a scene that some of the other same coworkers took Karen's side because they were her close friends. Jackie, India's close friend, stood by her side, and it was about to go down as tempers were flying all over the place. India told them all. And we can't say certain language. Of course, all these stories are inspired by true stories. She told all of them, "You need to stay out of my personal explicative business and mind your own explicative business." She went on to say another thing, "Don't put my girls' names in your explicative mouth." She then walked away. Just when you thought it was over, all hell broke loose. Stay tuned for part 2. Pastor Rose, I want to come to you. I want to come to you now. I mean, it's like, you know, they're talking about her having been married 3 times. They're laughing about this. And her friend Jackie overheard this. Should Jackie have, knowing that India is the boss, should she have gone and told her this, Pastor Rowe?
Well, without giving a lot of profound thought to it, I think she should not have gone to her. Some things you have to, you know, pray about it and keep it to yourself, but, you know, you could call it gossip or whatever. But to answer your question, I would say no. But then, you know, you got to deal with the David and the priest, you know, when he had a fault, you know, he was confronted, you know, by, you know, I can't think of the name right now. But you have to do what God tell you to do. That's the bottom line.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by, Pastor Rowe. I want to go ahead and bring in Port Rosette. Port Rosette, are you there with us this evening? All right, we're not able to get Port Rosette for some reason. Maybe we got the wrong 908-644. Who do we have with us? It's not coming up in the queue. 908-644.
That's Fashion for Greatness.
Oh, that's Fashion for Greatness. Okay, then where is this other name coming in? Okay, Fashion for Greatness. All right, we're going to actually stand by. Lorenzo, let's bring you in here. Good evening, sir. Welcome to tonight's broadcast.
How you doing? Thought about getting here late. I had to drop off.
No, that's okay. We're glad to have you with us. Brother Lorenzo, should people mind their own business or should they pay attention to other people's business? Sometimes that's how you learn, by being nosy.
Yeah, and that's how you get shot, too.
Okay. That is very true. That is very true, Brother Lorenzo.
Hey, look, but look, And now, seriousness, you got to pick your battles where you got to pick them, man. Sometimes, in this day and age, I done seen a couple of road rages since I've been out here out with little stupid stuff, man. And one person pulled a gun. Look, it's crazy out here, and you got to pick your battles. And for me, if I see two people going at it, I think that's their business. I'm not going to try to be a mediator or anything like that right now. I just let them see if they're going to handle it. And if they got to, they just call the police. But right in these days, a time people will shoot you, and they ain't playing around out here.
All right, we're going to certainly ask you to stand by. Ms. Joyce, let me bring you in here, Ms. Joyce, and ask the question. I mean, here it is. It was about to go down on that job. Now, do you think India got out of character? Do you think she got out of character as the manager?
Yes, she did. She got out of character. She's in a management position. Jackie should never have taken that information to her. That's just something that you don't do in a corporate setting. And it could have caused a lot more damage for all the parties involved in this whole scenario, you know, because if HR had gotten wind of it, they all may have gotten fired. So I think Jackie should have just kind of minded her own business and kept that full information to herself, because eventually when, you know, things like that, they do come out eventually most times. But I think India kind of did not act in a professional manner at work, I'll say. If it had been outside.
All right, we're going to ask you to, okay, maybe. We're going to ask you to stand by. Let me go here now. Fashionable Greatness, let me ask you, and then I want to ask Audrey B. I mean, just simply put, you know, it's a very sensitive issue when you talk about somebody's kids. When you talk about their kids, I mean, they were saying stuff about her, but then maybe she might have stayed in character. Who knows? But when you start talking about somebody's children, that's very sensitive. Fashionable Greatness, I mean, can you really hold yourself back? Somebody talking about your kids?
Yes, you can, because you have to use wisdom depending on where you're at and who you are around. Yes, I would say yes. That doesn't mean that you're not upset. That doesn't mean you're not upset about it. That doesn't mean that you don't want to discuss it. But there is a time and place for everything, and you have to just be mindful of your conduct depending on the setting.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. We've got some numbers here that are not really coming up into the queue. So we're going to call the first six numbers on the air. It's not coming up into the queue. So please, if you are speaking to the issue tonight, please identify yourself. Let's begin with the 919-791. Who do we have, and welcome to tonight's broadcast?
Lisa.
Lisa, okay, Lisa, thank you for joining us this evening, Lisa. It's a pleasure to have you. Lisa, let me ask you the question, and we're just asking for your honest opinion. If somebody talks about your kids, would you find that's almost, to me, personally, it's like talking about my mom. That's fighting words, especially when I was in school. That's fighting words. You talk about somebody's mama, that's fighting words. So now it's reversed. If somebody talks about your kids, Lisa, would that bother you in a professional setting?
So I don't have kids, but it just depends. It would bother me, but I would just have to walk away.
You really would. So, Lisa, let me ask you this. You don't have kids. Lisa, do you love your mom?
I love my mom. I love my family.
Your family, but, right. But back in school, you recall in school, if some girls or guys called your mom like some horrible names, Lisa, could you just walk away? Simply, Lisa, really, could you just walk away?
I did. It happened. And I was like, that's not my mom, so why would I get mad about something that I know is not true?
Lisa,
like,
that is
you're
brilliant.
The, you're,
you're the ignorant one, you know, doing that. So my mom is not that. So, and it's like put water on the fire. But when you go and fight over something that you know is not true, that's just adding flame to the fire. But when you walk away, that just extinguishes it.
Oh, wow. That is, oh, my goodness. If only more people could, Lisa, I should have known you back in the day. Because I wasn't backing down. I wasn't walking away, Lisa. And, I mean, it's like, Lisa, it went down. When you talk about my mom, we're going to ask you to stand by. Let's go to 252-230. Who do we have with us?
Alexa.
Alexa. Okay, Alexa. Thank you for joining us. Alexa, somebody talks about your kids, like in tonight's story, talking about India's kids. I mean, Alexa, let me begin by asking you, do you have kids, Alexa?
I do not, but I have a lot of nieces and nephews and godchildren.
All right. So let me put it to you, it may be a little different with your nieces and nephews, but even if so, let's say your nieces, if somebody just calling them out, some derogatory names, would that offend you?
Most definitely.
Okay, could you just say, let's gather together and pray about it, or could you really walk away without...
No, it's not going to be a come-to-Jesus meeting. It's not going to be a come-to-Jesus meeting. It's going to be watch your mouth or get popped in it.
Okay. Okay, see, so I'm wondering if it's just me that's being human here, because I don't know. It's like, you know, even to this day, don't talk about my kids. It's like it's a sensitive issue.
Was it her job, though? She was
It was on her job. It was on her job.
Oh.
And these women, she's been married. All of these stories are inspired by true stories. She's been married 3 times. So these coworkers took it upon themselves, Karen the Big Mouth, took it upon herself to go there and in the lounge, employee lounge, and talking about her being married 3 times, and she got 3 daughters. They're probably from 3 different men. I mean, come on now. And then her friend, Jackie, went to her. I mean, that's a friend. She went to her and told her what transpired. Alexa, let me ask you, would you go to your friend and tell them what, you know, you heard?
If it was a friend of mine, I wouldn't have had to go to one of my friends. I would have handled it right there for her. So
It
lets me know that the friend that she has obviously is a friend that enjoys confusion. Because, you know, you tell somebody something like that, they're going to be ready to pop off.
Agreed.
Most of the average person would be. So if you hear somebody talking about your friend and her children, excuse me, what we're not going to do is that.
Okay, now remember, Alexa, it's on the job. And Jackie was in the restroom. And she overheard these ladies. She knew it was Karen by her voice. And she knew that it was the other coworker. And they're just having a picnic out there about her business. Now, I mean, do you come out and confront all of these women and get jumped? Really, Alexa?
First of all, I might get dropped, but I'm going to get that main one. That main one, Jackie's going to get got.
Jackie is a friend. Jackie's a friend. That's India's friend. It was Karen with the big mouth talking about her.
Oh, Karen. Karen's going to get it.
She gonna get it.
Harm, but Jackie might get it too. My daddy says you can't beat them all. You can't beat them all, but somebody gonna know I was there.
Okay.
Alexa,
we're gonna ask you to stand by. It's not coming up. This name is not coming up in the queue either. 678-206.
That's me, Rosie.
I'm sorry.
It's Rosie.
Rosie, thank you for joining us tonight, Rosie. Rosie, let me ask you, you think it's wrong for Jackie is India's friend, to tell her what she overheard some people talking about her. You think she was wrong for that?
So if you want to be, I'm going to be honest with you. My opinion is everybody has a different opinion, and I agree with a lot of them. But I do have an opinion regarding that. If I was her friend, I would have kept it to myself. And I would have, I would have confronted the person that was talking about her. One, because the kids don't have nothing to do with her past or whatever's going on through her life. We don't know what each individual passed through our life. You know what I'm trying to say? You could have
right.
one relation, two relationships, and you don't know what happened in the relationships. Sometimes you could be successful and sometimes you can't. That's reality. You know, we wish the best for everything to go right, but it's not the kids' fault that they have three parents from different parents. You know what I'm trying to say? And that is nobody's
right.
business. I wouldn't say nothing to her. Why? Because I will take the words, like, from the person that it's that's coming from. So basically, the person that is saying is not valuing is nothing close to the person that she is now. You know what I'm trying to say? So
right.
she has been a strong woman, a supervisor, a manager, that is a hard worker. You don't know how hard she worked for her kids to give them the success in life. You know what I'm trying to say? Who is that
right.
person, that individual that talks about somebody? At that point, it's nobody. Because if these people are talking from somebody, it's because they don't value or they don't respect nobody's life. You know what I'm trying to say? And
right, right. So, Rosie, let me ask you this question now. If you didn't tell India and you're in Jackie's position and you step up to Karen, and Karen is like, you better mind your own explicit business before I slap the so-and-so out of you. Now what, Rosie?
What would I say? What would I do? I would have got the smack, and I would hit her back. Cause
the job.
If you are my real friend, you wouldn't hurt me saying me something that would jeopardize my job. I know that you will care for her that much that you would say it, but I wouldn't jeopardize her job.
Okay, we're going to certainly ask you to stand by. Rosie, we're going to ask you to stand by. I want to go ahead. Coach Audrey B., I mean, this is really heavy. This is only part one. This about to go down on there. I mean, Audrey B., you're a life coach. Sometimes people don't understand. We think that we might be in control of our faculties, but when somebody mm-hmm. pushes your button, it's hard. And pushing, you know, talking about mama stuff, that's pushing somebody's button. Talking about somebody's children, Coach Audrey B., that's kind of like, that's very sensitive. Come on now.
Well, Dr. Walker, did you write my story?
No, not in this case, I didn't. With all of my inspired by true stories.
And I am a boss. All my children by the same guy, but I'm not, you know, judging anybody. But I'll just say, if that were me, two things. Number one, if I was the friend in the bathroom that heard it, I agree with the last lady. I think I wouldn't tell her, because that's causing confusion. I don't
mm-hmm.
really call the South carrying news. I don't do that. I would tell my friend, however, watch your back with the coworkers. I would warn her, but it would be kind of a vague warning. Now, if I were the boss, which I live that life right now, and I have had people come to me and say, well, you know, I heard so-and-so said this about you. Well, you got to be so secure in who you are until it doesn't
yeah.
matter. And when you hold a position like I do and like this young lady does, you're going to expect to do this. And I'll say this last thing. I have a son who is a kind of famous track runner, and he got a tattoo that said "Born to be Hated." And I was like, oh, where is my child saying that? I love him. And he broke it down to me one day. He said, no, Mom. When you're great, people are going to hate you. So I was born to be hated.
There wow. Oh, wow. So we're going to ask you to stand by, Coach Audrey B. I mean, this is really deep. We got some comments that are coming into the studio already. They're floodgating the studio. We're going to ask you to stand by. Pastor Roll, I want to bring you in here. Pastor Roll, I mean, it's like, I wonder, can we really all really just get along, like Rodney King said? Can we really all just get along? You know, there, even the First Amendment, there's some things that are actually fighting words. Even under the First Amendment, they're fighting words. So how can we be disciplined, you know, even if we're in the church every day? Pastor Roe, how are we going to be disciplined when somebody pushes your button?
Well, you know, that's, you know, where you really got to dig, you know, dig down deep and, you know, and muster up all the spirit that you have within you. But I'm the kind of person, if I was Jackie, and others might disagree, you know, and I had overheard the conversation of Karen and other people gossiping about India, I would pick a good time to go to Karen and just talk to her and just say, I happened to, you know, I was at a certain place and I overheard this conversation, you know. And I would, you know, just say, you know, I don't think it's nice for you to be gossiping, you know, about India, you know, but just say it in a loving, kind way. And just say, you know, just let her know, you know, I've got a lot of respect for India. And in fact, I got respect for everybody. But when I hear things like that, you know, that, you know, but you got to have, you know, the moral courage. You know, we know about physical courage, but the moral courage to say how you feel in the face of popular condemnation. You know, a lot of people don't have the moral courage, but there's a way that you can talk to people in a spirit of love. But last but not least, Jackie definitely should confront Karen in a loving, caring way and just say, you know, this is not right. You know, it's the way you say it. Back to
all right,
you,
so,
Dr.
I mean, maybe I've missed something, you all. Pastor, we're going to ask you to stand by, because certainly I've been out there in that world where people, it's just like, if you're going to step up to somebody, even in defense of others, even the law allows certain things when it comes to defense of others, if you're going to step up and defend somebody else, then you're stepping into their shoes, and that person might very well just retaliate on you. Ms. Joyce, let me bring you in here. So I know we have varying points of view tonight and whether Jackie should have even gone to India and told her as her friend, or should she have protected her? And I've heard, I think it was Coach Arthur V says, she may have told them, watch your back. Well, somebody on the job in the corporate world came and told me, watch your back. Now I want to know even more. What do you mean, watch my back? Watch my back. All right, tell me what's going on. You know, it's better for you not to say that to me, but if you're just going to come and say you need to watch your back, then you need to tell me what you're talking about, because now you could be the very one spreading something by you telling me watch my back. So what's up with that? So I want to come in here and ask that question. What do we have? Ms. Joyce, that's you. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I had my phone on mute. No, I would not have gone to India if I was Jackie to say anything to her, because, you know, these women in the bathroom, they're talking, they're gossiping. They don't even know if what they're saying are facts. And Jackie doesn't know if what they're saying are facts, or maybe she does know it, but they don't know it. And so that's nothing to go back and you know, bring to India, because in India should not have confronted them, because they don't know who her children are or what her marriage, you know, what's going on in her marriage and whatever. So, you know, that's just all speculation on those, the women that were talking about her. So I don't think that should have happened.
All right, we're going to certainly ask you to stand by. We're getting a dog barking in somebody's area. If you all can mute your phone if you're not on, that would really help us out a great deal. Let me go here now. I mean, watch your back. Rosie, I want to bring you in here and ask you. I mean, your coworker steps up to you and says, watch your back. Lisa, I'm going to come to you with the same question. Watch your back. You need to watch your back. You know, because that coworker heard something. Rosie, wouldn't that bring suspicion to you about why I got to watch my back?
Yes, it will. It will, and I will be trying to figure out what's going on, because if you came up to me and say, wash your back, it's because something is going on. So you want to tell me something, but you're phrasing it in another way. So, yes, if you come to me and say, wash your back, I would like to know why would I wash my back for.
Right, exactly. That's what I'm looking at. So it's like, watch your back. I mean, now you done raised my eyebrows and my ears. Like, okay, what's up with that? And then you don't want to tell me now? I'm like, you know what? Then you should never have come to me in the first place. Fast for Greatness, I want to bring you in here now. Fast for Greatness, somebody says you watch your back. Are you just okay with that? Okay, I watch my back. What the heck does that mean? All right, professional greatness. Okay, professional greatness. Try it again now. Go ahead. We can hear you
okay.
now.
Yes, I agree. I would say I would definitely ask the question for what reason. Definitely, I would ask the question for what reason. Definitely. Because you want to know,
right.
Somebody say, watch your back, you're asking for what. So, you know, depending, it does. If they say, okay, you may want to be mindful for the conversation, the person or people who you are around or something like that, you know, not watch your back because it's like you standing in a place of trying to, may have to defend yourself, thinking somebody's going to hurt you. So you have to make sure you use the right language.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. Lisa, you seem to be someone that keeps it real as well. Lisa, I want to ask you, okay, so they come up to you, and it's not enough. I mean, we're saying different things about, okay, Jackie went to India. Salma saying she should not have. Others, you know, can understand. But it's like, either you're going to say nothing at all. Now the question becomes, is Jackie her friend if she doesn't say anything? Or, Lisa, I want you to address that too. If she came up to her and say, girl, can't India, I just want to tell you, watch your back. Okay, I mean, come on. If you're a friend, do you share the stuff? Lisa, you keep it real. Talk to me.
Well, I had a friend. I had a coworker that did this, that would come to me and tell me they were talking about you, blah, blah, blah. And I told her, like, we work at different, I work at a place where there's different offices. And so she worked at both offices, you know, from time to time. And I was like, do not come over here telling me what somebody else told you because it doesn't affect me. The only thing you need to tell me is that they said if it threatens my safety. That's the only thing I need to know. If they talking about me, I don't care what people say about me because it's not, they're not affecting my money. They're not affecting mm-hmm. my job. None of that. If they affected my money, or could get me fired, now that's something that I need to handle. But at the job I work for, that wouldn't happen. Now, some places, it would affect your job, and you might need to address it. But where I work, it doesn't happen. So I had to tell her, I don't want to hear what other people say about me because it doesn't matter to me.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. Brother Lorenzo, I want to bring you in here. Now we're looking at hearsay. This is hearsay. You know, how do we know that Jackie is not bringing accurate information to India? It's hearsay. So now, these women are speculating and saying those three girls of hers, first of all, India is a beautiful woman, right? So that sometimes brings envy amongst other people. And so now you're talking about her daughters. Okay, now, Brother Lorenzo, come on now, come on. When you talk about somebody's kids, it's just, that's crossing the line. Even President Obama, when he was candidating for presidency, he said somebody, I'm not sure if it was John McCain, but somebody crossed the line and talked about his family. And he said, that's against, you know, we're not going to go there now. We're not crossing the line talking about people's families. So now, Brother Lorenzo, come on now, you crossed the line. All right, perhaps Brother Lorenzo is on mute. I'm not sure. Okay, let's go here. Pastor Ray,
yeah,
let me bring
you.
All right.
Hey,
so, all right, go ahead.
Yeah, I heard you. Look, I'm a stern advocate on good choices and decisions. You can either get in a fight and look ignorant and you both get fired or something somebody said, or you just take the initiative to just don't even pay no mind and walk away. But sometimes it can't affect your job. So you can just take the girl and just, hey, look, I didn't appreciate what you did. But then you got so many ignorant people out here that might just still want to fight you. So it depends on that person's attitude and the way he or she thinks that you got to, you know what I mean, make the approach. You know, by being around a person, that's your job. You kind of know how they are. But you know what I'm saying? It's me personally, I would just walk away. I wouldn't even pay it in any mind. Because if that's not who you are, then just leave it at that.
All right. We're going to ask you to stand by. We're going to take a commercial break. If you all got noise in your background, you'll mute your phones because we pick up every sound. Let's go ahead and take a break. We're going to have Marjorie Cross come in, Ms. Cross, thank you for joining us this evening. Thank you for your patience. Ms. Cross, answer this question before you give us a commercial break. Should people mind their own business, or should they make other people's business their business? What do you think, Ms. Cross?
Well, good evening, Dr. Walker. Good evening, Pastor Rowe. Good evening, all your co-hosts and every listener. I think you should mind your own business. They had a saying when I was growing up, see and blind, hear and deaf. So, you know, a lot of times you mind people's business and you get yourself in trouble. Anyway, it all depends on the situation too, but it's best to mind your own business. Anyway, my name is Marjorie Allen Cross, and I'm a nurse, and I'm also a health and wellness consultant with one of the most outstanding companies in the world, Isagenix. And we have many, over 150 health products that may be able to help you in any health conditions, like collagen and different products. And if you'd like to find out more about it, right now we are always running a special. So you could give me a call at 786-319-7223. Again, my number is 786-319-7223. And I offer more than one different products that we have. And if you go to my website, visit my website at betteryourself.info. Again, betteryourself.info. And you'll see some good deals there. Okay, everyone, have a good evening. God bless you all. Thank you. Great show.
Right. Thank you so much, Ms. Cross. Thank you for that. Alexa, I want to bring you in now. Alexa, and we've got some comments that have come into the studio, and we want to take these comments. We're going to try to get to as many of them as we possibly can because we're running out of time. The first one, Alexa comes in. She says, are other people's personal business really your business? If you're talking about me and I hear it, then it is my business. A girl who I thought was my best friend talked about me to someone else. I overheard it, and I confronted her about it. I told her she needs to mind her own business and keep my name out of her mouth. You know, we got into a fight over this, she says. So let me just ask you here, is it worth it to get into a fight? Alexa? Okay, perhaps Alexa's not there. We're missing. Maybe she's on mute. All right, let's go with Miss Joyce. Miss Joyce, she overheard this and she confronted the girl. And next thing you know, they were fighting.
Huh. If she overheard something herself, you talking about India? No,
this was a comment that came into the studio. A comment that came into the studio.
Okay. So, you know, it all depends on where you're at. And if she overheard someone specifically speaking about her own person, you could confront someone if she overheard someone talking about her directly about her. And she's in there at that particular time. If I was there and I heard someone talking about me, I saw this person talking about me, then I would actually confront her. Probably, I don't know if we go to blows, but, you know, I would ask her, please don't, you know, talk about me because you don't know my situation.
All right. We're going to certainly ask you to stand by, Ms. Joyce. Lisa, I want to bring you in and ask you that question. So with the same one, the comment that came in, she said she overheard somebody talking about her. Lisa, if that were you, would you confront them?
I'm trying to think if I overheard it myself. That has never happened to me where I overheard it myself. Somebody, like, I'm in the bathroom, they don't know I'm in there, and they're talking about me. It depends on how my hormones were at the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll just walk out and be like, I'm on my phone and be like, these bees out here talking about me, and they ain't got nothing better to do, and just keep it moving. But if the hormones acting up, you know, I'm
oh my goodness, Lisa, you really keep it real. We're gonna have to recruit you to be on this show. So we're going to ask you to stand by. Lisa, we're going to ask you to stand by. I mean, I got some more comments that are coming in here. We got to go fast now. Fashion Greatness, I want to give you this one here. This comment comes in to the studio. This guy, he sends it in. He says, I don't understand how my wife would leave me for another man because she said that I was not taking care of my business by being more attentive to her. I thought at the time that working two jobs would be more attentive to her by giving her things. Well, I guess I was wrong, and someone else now is taking care of my business. Oh, my goodness, Fashion for Greatness. I mean, the poor guy. I mean, don't women want things?
She a hot mess.
She's a hot mess for leaving him for another man. Well, he wasn't taking care of his business. He was not taking care of his business. I would think that a woman wants some quality time. It's not about things. It's about the quality of time and the love that he can show her, the attentiveness. You know, giving her things, you know, you can't buy love. At least that's what I'm thinking. I mean, it can certainly help you have a good time. But, okay, in fact, we're going to ask you to stand by. Brother Lorenzo, what are your thoughts on that? I mean, here it is. You know, he thought he was doing the right thing.
It's a two-way street. Either you're going to, maybe he's in a position where you got to work two jobs and try to hold it down. And if he was working one job, maybe he couldn't handle it with one job. Then you got to work two jobs. Then you got to complain about, oh, you're not spending no quality time with me. Then you got this bum, he don't work. That's why he's spending so much quality time with her.
Thank you.
You know, so it can go, what you want. So that's why you got to have communication. I say, hey, what is this thing based on? Okay, we need some money, right? Okay, I'm going to work two jobs. You hold it down at the house because you don't have no skills to work. Or you're going to try to get skills or whatever you're going to do. But this plan like 5, 10, 15, 20 years, you got to have a plan. But if that person ain't on your plan, and then things go sour, you're going to lose as a man.
So, Brother Lorenzo, so if you're not enjoying your lady or the woman is not enjoying her man and somebody else comes along, is it their fault that you didn't take care of your business?
I am taking care of my business. I'm working two jobs.
I know, but she wanted more.
Okay, if I stay home and be broke, now then you're going to say, hey, go get a job. What are you staying around me for? Then I get a job, two jobs. Now you're going to screw around on me. Okay, you would never mind then. So I'm just like James Brown. I'm just like James Brown say, you keep on doing just like you was.
Okay. All right. We're going to ask you to stand by. Coach Audrey B., I want to bring you in here. Coach Audrey B., I mean, this is a very sensitive one now. He's hurt. He's working two jobs for the woman, you know, trying to give her things. Tell our audience tonight, as a life coach, how sometimes that's just not enough.
Well, the first thing that comes to mind is, what is her love language? Gary Chapman has a book on the five love languages. And so, you know, if her love language is not things, then it's not satisfying her. And then the first thing that came to my mind when I heard this is he taking care of it in the bedroom? Because, you know, some people can give you everything, but then it comes to the bedroom, they got problems. And that is a problem.
And that is a problem. That is a problem. So he's not minding his business. So I'm trying to tell you all, sometimes people, Brother Lorenzo, sometimes people come along and they handle your business for you. Should they have mind their own business?
Maybe he's too tired. I mean, sometimes he's working two jobs, he's tired. What you want from the guy? He's working two jobs, he's working hard.
It doesn't matter.
She should have had more respect for herself and her husband if he was taking care of his business, taking care of the household, because just as Brother Lorenzo said, if the man was not working and if he wasn't being a provider, then it would have been another problem. You know, so some things you just have to work out. So she was just being selfish. Because the physical contact was the physical contact. The other gentleman, that was just the physical part. And I get what you were saying from the beginning, but I just didn't want to come out and say it because I didn't know if that's what you were really going. But that's what I kind of thought. So just the physical part and then nothing else, because, look, that physical part going to run out when he ain't got no money. When bills are going to be paid,
Right, that's a good point. And actually, one of these things, I had a, this happened to a person even, not just this story now, but this has happened to several of my friends that I know. And, of course, I can't mention names, of course. But one guy, I mean, he used to come to me almost on a daily basis crying because this guy, I mean, you talk about, they're good men and women, of course, out there. And this guy, he was working two jobs himself. I mean, day and night for his wife to give her things and to take care of bills. And just so happened she was not working. She was not working. And unbeknownst to him, while he's out working, some other guy is there handling his business. And then it got to the point where they divorced. She divorced him after a number of years. And because she didn't work, the law was on her side, was on her side. So he had to get, he was kicked out of their house, and the other guy moved in. He's got to pay, this guy has to pay the mortgage and give her alimony and child support. I mean, he's doing all of this. And then the other guy is not even working. So it's like he came to me, and he really, really was so hurt. And he's like, man, see, that's what makes people snap and want to hurt somebody. Because now it's like she was laughing in his face. And it's like this other guy was not even working, and she even confronted her ex-husband at the time now, and says, well, that's why, because you weren't handling your business, I got a man sleeping in your bed right now, and he doesn't even work because you're taking care of both of us. I mean, Coach Aldridge,
Dr. Walker,
how bad can it be?
You felt my vibe. You felt my vibe. I do want to clarify that I think it's wrong, okay? I wasn't upholding the woman's decision.
Right, of
but
course.
But I will say this, probably even from some experience in the past. Let me tell you something. I'm going to keep the show nice because I can say words that I think
I know.
Body part.
We all can.
But
right,
gross,
go ahead.
I'm not afraid to talk about the human body, but I will say this to keep it for those who may be uncomfortable. Broke apparatuses don't feel good. So after a while, that brother's sex is not even going to feel good to her because she's going to start looking at him like, you sitting up here broke. She's going to lose respect for him.
That's a very good point. That's a very good point. But I think, and to add to what you're saying, and I agree with you, she was doing that to get back at her ex-husband just to spite him. Now, that is so, so wrong. But we're going to ask you to stand by. We got a lot to go. Brother, Pastor Roll, I want to bring you in here. We're trying to get along here. Pastor Roll, couldn't the man, even my friend that this happened to, couldn't he just, say, listen, can you just forgive me and take me back and kick him out? Should he just try to get his wife back and let that other man get out of his bed?
Wow. Well, you know where I come from, Dr. Walker, and it's hard to get rid of that type of mentality, but I'm the kind of once a situation, a relationship has been compromised, it's hard to, you know what I'm saying? You just need to go on with it, like, let her do what she has to do. That's the only thing I can say because, I don't know, I mean, there's a process I got to grow in the Lord, but I mean, somebody who has sleeping with your woman, I mean, I wouldn't want to go back to that. You just need to go on with this life.
But Pastor Roll, couldn't you just continue to just go on and pay the bills every month for her and her new lover now and just, you know, just say, well, you know what, I'm now adopting this man as though he were, you know, I'm just going to take care of him and her now. Couldn't you just do that?
Well,
that's a simp.
Okay, go ahead, Brother Lorenzo. We'll bring you in here while Pastor Roll is thinking about it.
Let me tell you something, man. That's a simp, man. You don't want to play the beta or the simp role. Let me tell you something, cause you're gonna get ran all over. The next thing you know, you're gonna be looking at them have sex. So you don't want to do that.
I understand. I understand. We're going to ask you all to stand by. I mean, it gets rough out here. It does. And I understand where we're all coming from, but these are realities, you all. So we're going to ask you to stand by. Miss Joyce, I want to come to you in just a moment with this. Yeah, in fact, now we're running out of time, you all. We got to move on real fast. Miss Joyce, just quickly here, 15 seconds or less. This female, she says, are other people's personal business really your business? Sometimes I think it's okay to be nosy and pay attention to someone else's business because you can learn something from their mistakes. For example, my friend whom I've known for years focused more on other people than her husband. And one day, to her surprise, he was in my arms, and we're now in love. I'm sorry it happened, but, hey, it is what it is, she says. She missed out on not taking care of her business. Miss Joyce, come on now. This was supposed to be your friend.
You know, if he came home and caught some dude in his house, then, you know, he has the right to react to that, of course, and to that situation. I mean, that is his right. That's his house, and that's his wife, and there's another man there. He should react to that. He should react to that and to them. That. I agree with that. Yeah.
All right. Let me go here. That was kind of a different scenario. Let me go in here with Lisa. Let me bring you in here, Lisa, with that same scenario. This was actually the female who wrote in. And she says, it's okay to be nosy because she's saying her friend. She says her friend. It was her friend who actually didn't pay attention to her own husband. The friend wasn't paying attention to her husband. And so, you know, after a while, the husband was in her arms, the one who was writing this in. He was in her arms. And she's actually, in essence, she's saying it's too bad. She should have paid attention to her business with her own husband. Otherwise, he wouldn't be in my arms. So how do you respond to that, Lisa?
She did me a favor. She did me a favor. She did me a favor. I know who my friends are. I know who my husband is. Good. Goodbye. Thank you. That's
wow.
All I said. Thank you. Thank
you. So, Lisa, you can let love go just like that. Come on. Seriously, Lisa?
I know. No. I didn't say that. I'm going to be crying. I'm going to be mad. I'm going to want to do some things. But in the end, when you think about it, you know what you got when they do stuff like that. So they did you a favor. That's a favor,
okay,
to me. I don't know. When people show you who they are, that's a favor. Because a lot of people are, you know, not being real. So when somebody real and show you who you are, thank you. Thank you.
All right.
I can do what I need to do.
All right. We're going to ask you to stand by. Rosie, I want to give you this comment. We got to rush real fast. You all, they're threatening me over here to get off the air. This male, he says, if you know of someone in need and you can do something to help that person, then I think their personal business does become part of your business. That's how I see it anyway. If you know somebody in need, Rosie, do you agree with that? Help somebody in need. That their business becomes your business. You think there's any truth to that, Rosie?
I think yes, because sometimes a lot of people don't speak up, and a lot of people have a lot of things going on, and maybe they cannot resolve their problems by themselves, and probably they need a hand to get over a lot of obstacles in their life. I think they do need mind their own business. No, probably you can give them a hand and help them overcome a lot of situations.
All right, Coach Archer, I want to bring you in here. We're going quickly now. We're almost out of time. This female, she says, I'm not proud of it, but I was seeing this married man. His wife found out about it and asked me, why am I all up in her business? Why don't I find my own man? I said to her, why should I when I have yours? Perhaps if she was taking care of her business by taking care of her man properly, then she wouldn't have anything to worry about. Coach Audrey B., what do you say to this woman? Why should I find my own man when I got yours? I mean, seriously?
Well, Dr. Walker, I live in Atlanta, Georgia, and that's a very common occurrence, unfortunately. But what I say to her as a life coach, I get her to look at her worth and her value, because obviously this woman, you know, she's not a bad person. We look at her as bad. I look at the husband as the one that's really out of line because he took the vows. But she also has some feelings of low self-worth, whether she realizes it or not. So I would say that, number one, the lady who is with the husband, the side chick, needs to realize she's better than that. She deserves more. And respect the other woman. I just encourage people to stop looking at the side chick as the worst person, because a lot of times these women are being taken advantage of as well.
All right. We got one more here. The last one, Pastor, we're going to give you this last one. Then I got to get off the air. This male, he says, I've learned there are no guarantees in life, even when you think you're minding your own business. I was dating a lady for over 9 months who had broken up with her boyfriend for over 2 years. And I thought that we were really in love. I did everything I could to show my love, and she still went back to her ex-boyfriend who had cheated on her and had two babies from other women while they were together. How do you explain that? See, I did everything to mind my business of her, and she still left. Pastor Roe, how do you explain that?
Well, a lot of things are difficult to explain, you know. I have to go, you know, through scripture, you know, how Christ, you know, committed himself for us, and while we were sinners, you know, he died for us. And, you know, scripture does tell us to be not slothful in business, but fervent in spirit. You know, we just have to do the right thing, you know, forgiveness, you know, to err is human, to forgive is divine.
Yeah,
You know, but we got to get to that point where we learn the great spirit of forgiveness.
All right, so Pastor, Jesus, just before we go, I know we're out of time now, but just before we go, so Pastor, are you saying then if we went back to that situation where if you had to take care of the woman and that man in that house and that bed, you can just forgive him and keep it moving?
Well, you got to just, you know, show love. The only thing I can say is hard, you know, but, you know, God, Christ commended his love for us, and while we was yet sinners, he died for us, you know. So death can be a lot of things. Sometimes you got to pay the price. You got to do all of these things that society have you to do, you know. But it's all about having the spirit of Christ, and I'm always striving to get there.
Yes, sir, I understand. Brother Lorenzo, I want to give you the final thought on tonight's program. Brother Lorenzo, close us out. You know, are other people's personal business really our business? 30 seconds or less.
Well, I think depends on the situation. You got to watch the people that you're dealing with at work and personal space, shopping centers, Walmarts, and stuff like that. You got to know what you're getting yourself into. Concerning the part about the woman taking the, choosing the other guy to bum over the guy that works two jobs, sometimes life happens like that, you know. You got to find out what position you're in. You got to, and plus you got to know your mate, you know, because you can get yourself in situations that some other guy that's not void of having that position take advantage of you, and you did take advantage, taking your spoils of your labor. So you'll be working two jobs for a man and a woman that don't deserve it. So try to keep yourself mindful of what you're doing out here, and try to stay prayed up. And then when things like that happen to you, I know it's going to be hard. You're going to have tears of crying that you're going to be doing for weeks and weeks at a time, but you got to be careful what you do these days. The Jezebel spirit out here, and it's not playing around out here. So everybody be mindful of who you be with.
All right. On that note, we're clearly out of time. I want to thank all of you all for joining us tonight and being a part of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. We're going to ask you to be back here tomorrow night at 7, from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You don't want to miss tomorrow night's show. If you're going to miss the show, you probably should have missed tonight, but you don't want to miss tomorrow night's show because we have a spiritual show. Tomorrow night's topic is our business really God's business, even when we have our own free will? So you don't want to miss tomorrow night's business. I mean, show, you want to hear this one. Is our personal business really God's business, even when we have our own free will? You will want to tune in to that one. You still have time to contact a friend, let them know. Of course, if you choose to bypass tomorrow night's program, we'll be here Saturday morning, this Saturday morning, for our Miracle Prayer Day that begins from 6:30 to 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. If you're standing in line for a miracle, we're going to show you how to get a miracle from God, because he's still in the miracle working business. Listen, until tomorrow night or until Saturday morning, I want to say to my listening audience, Of course, if you choose to bypass Saturday, we'll be back here next Thursday for the Dr. Jesse Walk Show. Until tomorrow night, so Saturday morning, or until next week, I want to say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone. Good night, Dr. Rick, good night. Pastor Lowell, and Lorenzo, that was a good closing.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. And be safe out there, and everybody keep safe and keep well.
Thank you, Ms. Paul.
You're welcome. Okay. Have a good night, everyone. Great show. You'll be good. You'll be good.
Great closing, my brother, and stay safe out there on the road, man.
I appreciate that, Pastor Rowe. Trying my best, man. Trying to stay prayed up. I'm going to be all right.
All right.
Thank you very much. Great show.
You'll take care. You'll be safe now. God bless you all, okay? And
God
call me. It's a Marjorie.
God bless everyone.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.